Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, what's going on? This is Kevin Deers with Metal Shop on KISW. I'm talking with a band called Code Orange. We got Jamie, we got Reba from the band. They are here
News.
In the Crocodile, actually. The Crocodile, the iconic venue, has now become a new venue. It's really, really classy environment. Welcome back to Seattle.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Absolutely. So first off, your new single is called Out for Blood. I have to do the journalistic thing and ask, is there a new full length coming?
No, not that involves that song, no, but yeah, we're working on new stuff, but it's just meant to be a single.
Cool.
It is much. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So I'm curious, you guys have been in the world of pro wrestling. You did the theme song for Aleister Black back when he was in WWE. You did a live performance on NXT. I'm a wrestling nerd myself. If you guys jumped into the world of pro wrestling and you had to start like an NWO like faction and you had to choose one other band to be in your faction with you, who would be that band?
They can't cut it. It would just be us. So,
okay.
We already got the NWO. That's why we got the shirts.
Yep.
Me, her, all them. We got enough people. We got like six people. We don't need another band.
Oh, there you go. Actually, that's pretty good. Pretty big faction in and of itself.
Exactly. We got everybody, man.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their own thing.
So Thinners of the Herd is the t-shirt you're kind of referring to. It's a kind of NWO themed t-shirt. Can you break down what Thinners of the Herd is? I'm sure you get this question all the time, but I got to ask, what's Thinners of the Herd all about?
I mean, it's really just evolved into a name for our fans, what we, you know, what we call our people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think when we started, I had a song called Thinners of the Herd that was based on stuff we were... It was kind of based on an idea that we had through our old label Death Wish. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just just about clawing up, fighting through,
yeah,
taking everyone out. But now it's just kind of means it's like the same thing as people ask me, what does Code Orange mean? You know, we kind of came up with that with Code Orange, and it did actually have a meaning when we were 14. 15, mm-hmm. But it just turned into what people around town even referred to us as, like, oh, there's the Code Orange kids, there's the Code Orange, you know. So we just like having a way to call all of our people that have supported us and all of our little freaks just like us, you know, that might be into a lot of different kind of things.
Oh yeah.
Whether it's like you'll see tonight, it's not, you know, it'll be some hardcore kids, metal kids, fringe kids, kids who like all kinds of stuff.
Industrial kids,
you know. Yeah, that's the goal.
Punks.
Yeah. Exactly. So just people who fight through. That's it.
I can't close up right here. It's just me shooting this video, but on his head, he's got a scar. Jamie got a scar here. Looks like he had to stitch it up. We were talking about wrestling. It kind of looks like you got in a match, man. What happened? Did you get smashed on stage?
It ain't a match up there. It's a fight. So, you know, we just took the old shot to the dome.
Was that like a guitar to the head or a stage
the mic?
Mic?
Self-inflicted.
Okay.
I mean, a bit accidental, honestly. Yeah. We all are dealing with... That's the least pain that we got going on in the group right now. So
sure.
I'm not even worried about that, but we got some other... She's got some shoulders. I got my knee popped last night. I'll spare you the list, but
sure.
Yeah, we're beat up.
Is that something you'll just deal with at the end of tour? You're like, okay, we'll just accumulate this damage and then regroup once tour's over.
We've been doing this a long time.
Okay.
Like, you know, we just, it's the price you pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all levels, like we were taught when we were on tour with Slipknot, you know?
Yeah.
They've all had their necks fused. Like, I'm just grateful we're not at that point yet. You know, we try to stay active as much as we can. Sometimes I feel staying active leads to getting more hurt, but we get beat up, but we're okay. I mean, nothing too bad right now. No, nothing extremely bad.
You're showing up. You're still doing it. So
of course we'll always show up.
That's all. The pandemic has been crazy. I hope to someday do an interview and not mention that word. But I do have to say, you guys were incredibly resilient. The beginning of the pandemic, you guys were about to literally drop your record release show, your album Underneath on Roadrunner. It's this big thing in Philadelphia. And you pivoted because things shut down. You guys just killed it. You did an incredible, like, audiovisual spectacular with Sunny from Hate 5-6. It pushed the limits for what bands would learn they had to do.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, how was that personally? Did you guys, it's not even a question. First off, it's just like, I just have to acknowledge that was so sick.
Thank you.
From there, you know, did you guys kind of just stay active with creating all this like art and music? And I hate to say the word content, you know, it's like create content creators. No, you guys are creating art and it's awesome stuff. So you're very welcome. You know, were you guys just staying super active and learning all these new things to put in your tool belt?
Yes. I mean, I remember, like, you know, when that whole thing got, you know, started, whatever, me and Jamie were just talking in the car, and like, just the way we are, we don't like taking like no for an answer in terms of like, you know, you just have to chill. Like, you know, the band is always doing something, whether or not people are allowing it, or whether or not, you know, things fall in place one way, like we'll always find another route. So pretty much immediately when it was like, okay, this is happening, you know, we were just honestly excited to figure something else out.
Yeah.
And that's why I think we were the first people who did it, because we're so eager and to like get our thing out there. And like, mm-hmm. we knew we made this amazing album we felt really strong about, and the whole art for the album and everything, like we wanted to get it out in a certain kind of way. So
yeah,
we just went into like go mode, and you know, we had prepared all this stuff, you know, to play live, and we just had to pivot and make it work. And we just, you know, we're truly the only band who has like all different kinds of people doing so much stuff. Like, oh, I feel yeah. like usually bands who have a lot of really strong personalities with people who have a lot of like, you know, ideas and stuff, like mm-hmm. they don't usually get along, or they don't like make it through. But since we're such tight friends and we like kind of pushed through that, we were able to just, you know, like pull all of our skills together, basically. Yeah. And then we did that first live stream of our record release show, and then that just made us want to do another better one. So we then did this Back Inside the Glass, which we just recently put out up on the web. So
that's all. You guys come from the world of, you know, like get in the van, DIY touring. You know, you guys played a freaking like a little room called the Red Room probably 10 years ago, like in Tacoma, like just real small. Like, but you guys have risen to such an incredible level. How has starting at that level and doing everything yourselves, how has that helped or shaped the band?
I think it just builds a good work ethic. And, you know, we come from the culture of, you know, hardcore punk music,
mm-hmm.
and kind of what we were just discussing, like in terms of the live streams, that type of mentality, like it kind of, like you said, Sonny, you know, like a DIY kind of mentality, helps you build those things from the ground up, and it leaves you less afraid because you feel that maybe you have the resources to do something that doesn't feel super achievable, whether like on your budget or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what hardcore and punk and has taught us. So we played those rooms, we paid those dues, you know.
Yeah.
The many miles we've done, many, 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 many shows. We played here many times.
Yeah.
And I think it's great because then you can drop us in pretty much any environment and we're going to be able to figure it out, you know. So whether it's we just open up for Korn.
Yeah.
If we can figure that out, you know, that's a psychological problem to solve.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we connect with these people?
That's a lot of stage to...
It's a lot of stage.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, maybe even shows where, you know, we've played many shows to not many people. So we've also been the experience recently where, you know, we opened for a band and there's not many people there. How do you make that great? You know?
Yeah.
And you kind of go back to that mindset of playing these emptier rooms,
mm-hmm.
and still giving it your all, you know. We always give it our all, I feel. I think anybody who's seen us probably at least would agree with that. We always go for it, you know. So I think it's just helped lay a nice foundation. I think that, Yeah, that's what's so great about where we come from, is you pay your dues and you have to earn everything. And sometimes I become a bit bitter old man style, sure, because some of that kind of slips away.
Yeah.
But I'm proud that we did it. We definitely did it the mm-hmm. most straightforward, true way you can do it. So I feel anything, we're ready for whatever.
When's the last time you personally moshed to another band? Years ago?
I tell people this, I'm not really built to mosh. If you look at my physique, I'm tall, skinny, and when I'm out there in the pit, I'm looking like an absolute jackass.
Yeah.
So I've done a couple. I used to hit it, but then I saw some videos of it and I said, you know what? I meant to be up there, not down there.
Sure.
And I got my ass out, because kids, you got to know, when you're not meant to be in there, you're not meant to be.
You're not built for this.
I'm personally not physically built for it. Oh, looking like Gumby in there doing all kinds of weird. So it ain't for me.
Reba, when was the last time you were in the pit? Was it when you were a kid?
She's going to get in the pit tonight. Me and her are going to do a little mosh pit tonight.
Okay, Dying Wish. Yeah.
Dying Wish.
Do some stage dives. Nice.
She'll run the push pit. Yeah, she get in there.
Yeah.
What I want to see from the stage, I love seeing the mixture, because it reminds me of just like 90s like metal videos or like hardcore videos, where it's like you see some karate, you see some hard-ass pushing, you see some stage diving.
Yep.
I like the mix. I like the fringe mix. I like seeing the little freaky weird kids like push around. People get mad at like the pushing. I love pushing. I like pushing, and I like the kickbox as well. Obviously, yeah. You know, that's what we're from. But I love pushing. Some hard pushing. You'll get fucked up in the push pit. Don't get it twisted. You will get messed up in a push pit. You'll get pushed straight to the ground. That's like what Pantera videos looked like.
Yep. And,
you know, I like when they had the... Even Slipknot, they used to have to wheel the ambulances out to Slipknot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Not like I want anybody to get hurt. Don't, let's not say any of that.
Positive chaos.
But I like a little bit of chaos.
Beside your head, which is a scar, mm-hmm. pick a scar on your body and tell us how you got it. And you can prepare after him.
Jesus Christ. I'm covered in sweat right now. My knee is fucked up. Does that make you happy, sir?
It does make me very happy. No, it doesn't make me happy to hear that you're injured.
Too many cut scars or anything, but yeah, both my knees are pretty shot. I don't have like any big-ass scar or anything. Do you? Okay. Do you have your arm soccer one? Scars. No, when you put your arm through the glass. Playing soccer, yes. Oh, yeah.
And scars in my heart, you know, for just life.
Heart scarred?
Yeah. So soccer, are you still active? Do you still play soccer?
Ain't nobody playing with me though. Ain't nobody like to play with me though.
Tour soccer? No tour soccer?
I would if the people were there. I would in an instant. It's hard to do shit on tour. Like,
yeah.
It's just like getting everyone in the same place to do the same thing. It takes a lot of like, you know, corralling.
Yeah.
Even just to all eat at the same place. It takes a lot of corralling.
So. We all did jiu-jitsu, so that's probably more sport.
Awesome. Right on. Well, you know, we're here, and obviously you guys are going to be out on the road here with Dying Wish, with Loathe, with Vended. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Sorry to be so specific with all my questions. Cool. That's cool.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.